How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
All the things my mother did right as a single parent. Hey, it's Heather Chauvin, wife, mother of three boys, former social worker, breadwinner, recovering hustler, and stage 4 cancer survivor. I'm not a fan of that term, by the way. Beyond all of these titles and labels, I'm a human being, just like you, attempting to navigate it all while feeling good. My goal on this podcast is to show you that you can live an energized, sustainable life both at home and in your work. It doesn't matter if you stay at home full time, if you work from home, you're a CEO, a successful business owner, or trying to find some inspiration. On this show, I attempt to keep it real with stories, interviews, and random thoughts. This is not a business or career podcast, and it's not a parenting podcast. It's both and so much more. You will laugh. You may even cry. And you may even get a little frustrated with the truth you've been hiding from yourself. I believe all human behavior is a language, whether it's through your child's behavior, your health, or a relationship. And when we learn to listen instead of react, we begin to understand what it truly means to feel alive and in control. It's time to put your big girl pants on and find your brave. Let's go. Hey, ladies. Okay, I'm back. And today I am recording while driving, hands-free. But I was looking at some topics that I had planned for the podcast, and I was thinking about my mother, and we're getting prepared, or I'm getting prepared in my business for our big Alive event that's coming up, and people are starting to register, and I'm getting a lot of questions about, you know, from women saying, like, I'm a single parent, or, you know, we're one income family, and using money as what's stopping them, and I'm like, Come on. You need to stop this bullshit. You need to stop pretending that this lack mindset is going to get you to where you want to be, that it's going to get you to this place of feeling alive and abundant in your life. And so the ones that said yes, who are single parents, or the ones that said yes, who are, you know, one income households, have taken a leap of faith and risk and determination to fight for the life that they desire. And I thought today I would talk about my mother. My mom actually currently lives with us. So one of the big transitions that happened in 2019 was my mom is retiring this year, and she sold her house, and pretty much we built a mother-in-law suite on top of our house, so like an apartment on top of our house, so that she can live with us. So she has her own living quarters, her a little kitchenette, everything. But if you know me and my mother, a lot of people would say, are you sure? Are you really going to do this? And it was years in the making, but my mother and I growing up did not have a good relationship. And that was simply because my mom didn't know how to have good relationships. It, you know, she didn't do what I do. She didn't dive into personal development like I did. And, you know, it takes effort. It takes effort and consistency to have healthy relationships with people. And that is like at the core of all human trauma. We have to look at ourselves, and we also have to look at the relationships with that other person. And that's a lot of work to do. And I feel like now we're living in an age where we can do that. We have more access to that, where you can literally walk into a bookstore and pick up a book off the shelf, go listen to a podcast, go to an event and do the work. But our parents didn't really have a lot of access to that. And if they did, they were definitely considered forward thinkers. So my parents divorced when I was very, very young. I don't ever remember my parents together. And a lot of times I hear women saying, I want to leave, or I am newly divorced, and there's a lot of shame and guilt around it, that we are going to screw up our children. I also, too, came into motherhood as a single parent. I was single for the first 2 years of my son's life. And for a lot of my years as a child, I blamed my mother for all of our lack. I blamed her for my anger. I blamed her for my weaknesses, because I did not take any responsibility for my thoughts, my actions, and nor was I taught. I wasn't taught how to feel alive. I wasn't taught how to go after my passion. I wasn't taught how to treat people. I wasn't taught how to own my thoughts. I was never gifted the opportunity of any of this stuff. My mom did a lot of things right, though. Growing up, when her and my father divorced, and I have a good relationship with my dad, my parents live about 30 minutes apart, so I still see my father when he's not on vacation somewhere. And growing up, she had nothing, absolutely nothing, and she worked in a factory. And my mother taught me that she was a minimalist before it was cool. And she taught me that only invest in quality. She literally had no money. Bologna sandwiches were the thing. Food, quality food wasn't so much a thing in our home. But she always believed in quality, meaning, is it practical? Do you need it? Can you live without it? So she didn't buy my love. My mother definitely did not buy my love. And she showed me what love was through experiences. And we hear all of these things now, but she actually lived it. So because she didn't have a lot of money, she knew she couldn't give me a lot monetarily, but she could give me a lot of her time. So when she wasn't working, she would create experiences with me. So we did a lot of free things during the holidays, or, you know, in the summers, and we would just hang out together. Hey, I know it's annoying when people interrupt their podcast with an advertisement midway through, but I'm doing it for good reason. I'm curious. Are you ready to discover what your life would look like if failure and fear didn't exist? Understanding how to co-create with these uncomfortable emotions has transformed how I show up as a mother, a wife, a friend, a business owner, and a human being. Working as much or as little as I desire. Living with a whole heart. Healthier than I've ever been, while being more present with my children and not missing out on their childhoods. And I want you to experience this too, which is why I created Alive. It's an intimate experience for high-achieving women who want to attract more time, money, and energy in their lives without the exhausting hustle or overwhelm. If 2020 includes getting uncomfortable and up-leveling your personal development and professional game, come join us February 6th and 7th in Detroit, Michigan for this unique experience. And when you register on or before December 24th, you will gain access to a 2-hour online workshop. It's live. I'm going to show you the step-by-step strategy and show you how to discover to find the time for you and still accomplish everything you want this year. For details on this bonus, travel, accommodations, and details of the day of the event, check out heatherchauvin.com/alive. That's Heather Chauvin, C-H-A-U-V-I-N.com/alive. And if you have a personal question before registering, just simply fill out the contact form on that page. How would you show up differently, both personally and professionally, if you decided that success and feeling good on your own terms was the only option? Think about it. The choice is yours. I look forward to meeting you. HeatherChauvin.com/alive. My mother also taught me how to respect people. She is somebody who doesn't talk shit about other people. And one thing that I didn't realize at the beginning as a child, but one thing that she never did was talk down about my father. Never. I don't have one memory of my mother bashing my father. And I think that is wildly wildly respected. And what else did my mom do? She was just like this magical unicorn who in the moment, oh, you know what she didn't do? My mom didn't give up on me. I was a very, very difficult child to deal with because of, I would say, looking in hindsight, trauma. Trauma from not feeling heard, not feeling seen, maybe some just being thrown in the mix of, you know, like adults, like hurt adults that, what's that saying? Hurt people hurt people. And I felt like I was always surrounded with people who didn't know how to deal with their own big emotions. So they were projecting them and deflecting them towards me. And I didn't know how to manage that shit because that baggage wasn't even mine. So what I did was I took it out on her because she, you know, allowed me to. And she never gave up on me. She never gave up on me. There were many times in my adulthood where she has said, Heather, I almost let you go live with your father multiple times because I just couldn't handle your behaviors anymore. And when I had my son Logan when I was 18, even though she really, really did not, she was wildly disappointed that I got pregnant, she still did not give up on me. And she didn't judge me, and she held space for me. So even though I came into motherhood single, and I had this story and shame that I already screwed up my child, and that they didn't have, you know, the picture perfect home or a father or an opportunity. You know, I was stripping opportunities away from my child at an early age. I realized that the one thing we can give our children is love. And when we have this unconditional, and I truly mean that, like no conditions on your love, like unconditional love. Knowing that you don't need to be a millionaire. You don't need to buy your child a million things for Christmas. You don't need to go to Disney every year. They don't have to have the best of the best. But just truly being present with your children. Truly honoring who they are and who they want to be. The color they want their hair to be. The clothes they want to wear. Just seeing and accepting them for who they truly are is priceless. And looking back, you know, as an adult, doing the work myself, I wouldn't probably be able to say thank you to my mother if I didn't do the work that I have done on myself today. But that woman, I was sent to her for some reason, and she was sent to me for some reason. And I wouldn't change her for the world because it's those memories and those moments and the relationships and the experiences that we've been gifted. And even though it feels really, really hard in this moment, like, damn it, why couldn't I have received an easier child? Why, you know, why do I have to have shitty parents? Why me? Why this? But when you stop and realize all of the gifts and the strengths and everything that that person that entered your life has given you, you begin to realize that you have been given a gift. And So for the single moms that are listening to this, I want you to know that everything is possible. You alone. Yes, it is more challenging. Yes, there's a lot more stigma that you have to go through, but you can choose to stop playing the victim of your life and say, fuck, I love being single. I love being one single, one income. How can I make more money? How can I spend less and how can I make more money? And just be so fucking determined to become the woman that you want your children to be. So that when they look at you one day and they think, Mom, you were so inspiring. You never gave up on me. And even though everything was stripped away from you, when you were at your bottom, you got yourself back up and you figured it out. There is nothing more powerful, more confident than a self-made woman. So, my mother, thank you for making me the woman that I am today so that I can help so many more women become the powerful people that they want their children to be. According to a study published on Fast Company conducted at the University of Kansas, women are burning out at an alarming rate even before having children. And that number rises with the additional responsibility of raising a family. And the gap between ambition and putting themselves in a position for promotion isn't going anywhere. Why, you ask? The world needs more empowered mothers. Women who are willing to unlearn everything that they've been taught. Women who are courageous enough to feel good and not feel guilty for it. I am living proof that you can feel alive, energized, peaceful, and put yourself on your own damn to-do list and make an even bigger impact in your children's lives and those around you. I want to show you how to think, how to act, how to behave, so you can step into that version of you that has been screaming for your attention. And the best part is, all you have to do is take the next step and invest 2 minutes of your time and book a complimentary call with someone on my team to see if my community and coaching is the right fit for your big vision. The relationships you desire, the money, time, and energy that you know deep down you are capable of creating. So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/let's talk. That's Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/let's talk. LETSTALK. And take the next step in the right direction. You are here because you were born to make a difference. Taking a stand for how you feel means you are taking a stand for how your children show up as adults. You've got this. Let's go.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store, so you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway or my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable Journal, and my beautiful Myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. Follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.